Hello and welcome to our weekly live guided Remember to Flourish Remembrance call. I'm Dan Dugan, I'll be your host tonight and your guide. And the reason we do these is because we believe that a flourishing world is possible, a world where every living thing, every living person, every living entity can thrive. But to get there, we have to start with ourselves. We have to have a flourishing experience of life ourselves, and then that will spill over to others. So as leaders, it requires mastery. And we're all leaders, regardless of our, the designated role in life. But we're all leaders because we have those opportunities where we see what's needed or what's missing, and we can step in. So that's our definition of a leader. And leadership mastery is required if you're going to get to a point where you're experiencing a flourishing life, and then the entire world can experience that experience of flourishing. So, but leadership mastery requires people making decisions and taking action from their essential or real self, from their inner wisdom versus their ego. And that's where the remembrance comes in. It's a practice that allows us to drop below the ego and access that place inside that really knows that essential self, that real life that we all have that is not dependent on what's happening on the outside. But to be able to do that with regularity and on kind of on demand, and hopefully eventually kind of automatically always be there, it takes practice. So practice, practice, practice. That's what we call the remembrance of practice, and that's why we provide this service, so people will have the opportunity to practice at least once a week for half an hour with us, and hopefully turn that into a daily habit or a daily regimen that they set up for themselves. Because, reading and living from that inner space is so much more rewarding, and it takes away all of the suffering that we would otherwise have because we're trying to be better than or make up for being what we think is worse than. So practice, practice, practice. That's why we provide this service. So the way these work is I'll start with a short teaching, and then I'll guide the callers or the listeners through a remembrance until we finish at about 6 o'clock tonight. And then we'll have a minute or a little bit at the end there if there's any questions or comments. So the teaching tonight, I thought, based on some experiences that I had with some clients here recently, is just going to be about the practice of dropping in, about the practice of actually feeling that you're inside and not, struggling to get out of your mind. So it's a very common thing. It's really difficult, particularly if you haven't been doing it for a long time, even when you have, because I have this issue from time to time as well. To shut that marvelous thing that's sitting there between our ears, shut it off or turn it down because it wants to jump in and it wants to analyze and it wants to insert itself and it wants to take over and distract us. So, and particularly at the end of the day, like today, all those things have gone on and there's a lot going on up there that we carry and there's a lot of things that have happened. So we're going to just practice the basics of how do I drop in? How do I drop to that lower place below the ego where I can sense that experience of peace and calm? So as always, we start where we are. We don't have to be in any particular state of being in order to make this work. It works regardless of where our starting point is, but we always want to know where that is, and that will help us drop in too. So we start with our physical being. We're physical animals as well as spiritual animals. We're unique in that respect as human beings. So what is our physical state of being? Start by noticing your connection with the earth. That is our physical point of reference. We are connected. We are of the earth and connected in that way. So if you notice your feet on the floor and your rear end in the seat, or your seat back, your lower back as it hits that seat back, there's a physical sensation. You can feel the pressure of your feet on the floor. You can feel the pressure of your body in the seat. But there's also an energetic connection. If you tune in and notice, you know, very subtly, not so subtle actually, if you notice, you'll feel an energetic connection. It's almost like an electrical connection. So I'll be quiet for a minute when you notice that. So at every point of contact, you'll feel it if you notice, if you tune in. And that electrical or energetic connection actually is one that is constant, and we just don't often notice it. And it runs throughout our entire being. So notice how that energetic flow is moving through your body, starting with your feet, moving up your legs, and bringing your attention as you move up to the various parts of your body. And it'll be different. The flow will seem to change quality, seems to change, the experience will change. It'll be different in different areas. So notice that. Moving up to your sits bones, your gluteal muscles, your genitals, your lower belly, lower back. And keep moving up, keep noticing. And be particularly open to the subtleties of the changes. And if you feel stopped or constricted in any areas, so the energy can be blocked by emotions, by, you know, a physical disconnect. And these are all woven together. And so we want to notice those things, because the remembrance will help open those channels back up. So keep moving. Solar plexus, middle back, chest, upper back, shoulders, neck, throat. And while you're noticing, you may also realize that you're holding tension. You're actually unaware of that you are holding tension. And when you notice that, you can just let go. Just relax. I just noticed my shoulders. I was holding my shoulders in a bit of a tense way, so I just let them go and just relax. Keep moving, relaxing, noticing the flow. Your chin to your mouth, your nose, your nostrils, cheeks, eyes, eye sockets, forehead, scalp. All right, and even just doing that, hopefully you've tuned in, you've connected with your body and how it's related in its relationship with the earth and the flow of energy. And that in itself will help drop you in. So let's now check our emotional state of being. Again, a lot happens in a day, and you may be carrying some feelings about whatever has happened. The general families are glad, sad, mad, or scared. So sometimes these are low level, often usually low level, and sometimes they really are very strong emotions, and we'll notice them right away. So just tune in. What is the flavor and quality of your emotional state? In which family would you state, would you say you're in? All right, and now check our mental state. And when I say that, I'm talking about the activity of your mind, not the content. Third, the quality of that activity, which is closely related to your emotional state and contributes to your physical state. So on a kind of a spectrum of comatose to freaking out, where would you say your mental activity is? All right, good. And now let's check our heart, because we are physical and spiritual and mental beings. In the spiritual realm, it's our connection to everything. It transcends our physical being, in fact, our physical life. It is there when we showed up, and it's going to be there when we're no longer on this earth. So tune into your heart by imagining its state located about halfway down your sternum and a couple inches deep. What is the state of your heart? How open? How soft? How receptive? All right. And this is one of the practice skills, is to notice if there's any color. Is there any sense of weight, of lightness or darkness, of sound even? Sometimes there'll be an idea of a sound. All right, so now that's our starting point. Now, if during all that you were popping up into your mind, we're going to use our breath to bring us back inside. This is a key technique, a key skill to master. And master means not perfection, but so it becomes easy and automatic. So let's do a couple of easy breaths in and out, noticing how that feels. And as you exhale, just allow yourself to drop in. But it's an opportunity to let go and to relax more. And we'll do a few, three box breaths, and that is where we inhale to the count of four, we hold to the count of four, we exhale to the count of four, and we hold at the bottom of the exhale for a count of four, completing the box, the outline of the box. So we're going to do that three times. So take a big deep breath in to the count of four. Hold for four. Exhale for four. And hold. And repeat that two more times. Okay, so now we're going to add our remembrance word or phrase. And it's a doorway, it's a key to a doorway to our inner being, our inner self, our essential self. So we're going to give you a choice here. You can bring your attention to any place in your body that you notice a constriction or perhaps discomfort of any kind, pain or a complete blockage of that energetic flow. That's one option. Or you can just bring your attention to your heart, and then you just checked in with and notice what its starting state is. Either is fine. And now I want you to bring the remembrance, word or phrase you've chosen, right into that place that you have selected. And begin to slowly repeat it. While you notice anything that is happening. And the trick here is not to discount anything that you notice. You may say, I'm not sure that happened, or I don't know if that was this or was that. Maybe something happened. Trust that it did. And make a decision to trust that the remembrance is actually doing its job and is opening things up. And all you have to do is notice. We'll be checking in several times during this particular guidance for you to have something to write on a note what you notice. All right, so continue your remembrance. And notice. And this whole experience is about allowing, about letting go. Because when we let go, we're not hanging on. If you can imagine you're gripping, if you notice you might be, you know, imagine you're, is there anything you're hanging on to? Trapeze artist. Hanging on to that bar for dear life. Don't have to. There's a safety net here. Just drop in. Let go. And what do you notice? Not unusual if we're focused on an uncomfortable or discomfort place in our body for it to actually intensify as we bring remembrance to it. The discomfort might increase, but the pain might increase. And that's a change. And that's a good thing. That means the energy is moving. It may be that it is dissipating, it is becoming less painful, less sensitive. Notice that. In your heart, that's where your attention is. What's shifting, if anything? Your heart is designed to receive. So all you need to do is open the door. Bring it in. Let your heart expand. People often report images of their in remembrance. You're not doing it wrong if that isn't happening. And you're not doing it wrong if it is. It's normal. Just allow. And allow, and allow. If you find yourself in your mind that, again, it's very normal, when you notice, you just return your attention inside. It's like looking inward with your inner eye, repeating and repeating the remembrance. You may experience a sense of warmth and expansion. Possibly weight. Keep going. Keep noticing. sometimes while you're focused on one area, another part of your being will begin to make itself known. And so it's perfectly okay to shift your attention because your being is directing you in that way. The remembrance is showing you that. So follow that and observe and notice, keeping the remembrance going. We're going to go for about another minute. And you're all doing great, so just keep at it. Okay, so we'll end the guidance there. What it suggests is practicing dropping back in, and having a little note after you do the remembrance, or even during, as long as it's not distracting you too much, to kind of chronicle the different sensations, the different images, the different experiences that you had, because the remembrance is not always the same. And I know I was confused for a long time thinking if I didn't have this, you know, warm expansion and feeling of floating on a cloud, that I was doing something wrong. But no, the remembrance just brings you where you need to go to get the healing that you are needing. And so that experience will be different because your needs are different on different days, on different times. So just trust that it works. Practice dropping in. Use the breath to bring yourself back in. And you'll be finding this to be, over time, a really, really powerful and supportive experience. Have a wonderful evening, and I guess I'll ask if there's any questions or comments, and then we'll sign off.
Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome, Brad. Thanks for coming. All right. Good night.